Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 85, talking about no interposition. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, so is the law regarding prayer. The area of a room from the door jamb inward is judged as inside. The notes point out, a person standing inside the door jamb of a room combines with others in the room to form a quorum of 10, but one who's outside cannot be combined with those inside, Rashi points out. And Rav is in disagreement with Rav Yeshua ben Levi, for Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, even a metal barrier does not interpose between the Jews and their Father in heaven. Thus, the Jordan door jamb is not a factor. The notes point out there is no such thing as a barrier before the omnipresence, since everything is revealed to him. Rashi points out this means that a person standing outside a room can combine with others who are inside to form a minion, since the wall between them does not deter God from viewing them as one group, as pointed out by the Meiri. The point being that we should think in our own lives, in our own situations, in our own days, nothing stands between us and Hashem. Even if a person is a sinner, even if a person is a habitual sinner, Hashem wants the person to do tshuva, to repent, to come back. Hashem doesn't want the death of a sinner, doesn't want any death in general. He wants the person to come back, to talk to him, to have a conversation with him, and to approach him every day, three times a day. Hashem wants to be able to have that relationship. We have to realize that no matter how far we fall, or how far we are, or whatever is in our life, we shouldn't feel inferior or on any small level that we can't approach Hashem. Adarabha, the opposite. We should always feel like we could talk to Hashem, be involved with having a conversation with Hashem and talk to Hashem at any time. And it's okay to be angry at Hashem, but we have to talk through it and work through it with Hashem. It's a relationship with Hashem. We're not expected to have a one-sided thing, but we're supposed to engage in dialogue and conversation and talk to Hashem. Even if I get upset or angry throughout my days, I could talk to Hashem. Why is this happening? Why did you do this? Why? You can talk, you can question, but have a dialogue with Hashem. Realize that just as the Gemara says, there's no interposition, nothing gets in the way between us and Hashem. We don't need an intermediary, God forbid. We don't need anyone. We ourselves can directly talk to Hashem, which is contrary to other religions and ways of life. They have to go to their clergy who talks on behalf of them to Hashem, but we have a direct relationship to Hashem. We could talk to Hashem ourselves and realize that there's no interposition, there's no mechitza, nothing gets in the way. Hashem is always listening, Hashem is always there waiting, and Hashem is always ready to hear us and to be involved in a conversation and a relationship with us every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 86 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.